Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
David Burns to go ahead and call in. If you want your opinion heard, you can call in as well at 516-509-0355. We want David Burns to go ahead and call in right now. There you go. All right.
Can you hear me?
David Burns, I hear you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Virgin in the house. Yesterday.
I don't know if you heard about this, but some interesting news on CM Punk regarding his two losses in the UFC. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to this. It turns out, well, first, I got to point this out. We all know that he had two fights. He lost to Mickey Gall at UFC 203. Then he lost his second fight to Mike Jackson at UFC 225. Well, it turns out that Mike Jackson tested positive for marijuana, so his win was overturned, which means CM Punk's record is no longer 0-2. It is now no wins, one loss, and one disqualification.
Huh.
Interesting. Yep.
These athletes, man. These athletes, let the Mary Jane get to them. Y'all. And just a little weed. Just a little weed, you know?
Yeah. After Matt Riddle, that's the reason why he got fired from the UFC.
Well, that's UFC, but I'm pissed off that this young lady, Shakira, how you pronounce her name? Shakira?
Who?
The world's most fastest woman. Shakira, she got suspended from the Olympics because she did a little weed. Shakira. Can't pronounce her name. Shakira, the world's fastest woman. I'm looked that up. I just want to say, we'll get the rest of this in a second. I'm looked that up. I pronounced the name properly. I believe it's Shakira.
Wow.
Hang on a second. You're supposed to know this, David. Hang on a second here.
Well, I know Walter is facing Andre Dragunov again for the NXT UK title in 2 weeks. And we all know Karrion Kross will face Johnny Gargano with Samoa Joe as guest referee next week on NXT. We do know Aleister Black made his debut last night, now going by the name of Malakai Black. He is officially All Elite. You know, to be honest, I think half of them guys are going to go to AEW.
Half of them? I could tell you that. So they had,
not all of them are not going. You know, no, one is already in Impact. Mickie James is already in the NWA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, half of WWE superstars. People like Chris Jericho, people like John Moxley, Vicky Guerrero, Mark Henry, The Big Show, half the roster are former WWE folk. The late great, Lord, what's his name?
Oh,
you know his name.
Luke Harper, Brody Lee, there we go.
The late great Brody Lee, half the roster are former WWE folks. So the question is, are they original, or are they just building their empire with ashes of former WWE folks?
They don't have any original. You know,
exactly.
Most of the company have all been hired by their friends, other than the former WWE talent. And there's going to be more to come. We all know Strowman's definitely going. I think that's a logical conclusion.
From the ashes of WWE, I say that, I mean, like, the former superstars, they build their AEW empire from their former shells, the former cells. So instead of producing homegrown talent, they're producing former WWE talent.
Yes, that's what AEW needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is build homegrown talent. Of course, WWE is very successful at doing that. And Jimmy Uso needs to get help. This is his fourth arrest.
That's a doggone shame. His fourth arrest, man. I expect you to be like Jay or somebody.
Yeah, I just, I don't get it, but it needs to change.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is our 700th episode, and you awesome folk have been supporting us since day one. I want to read this number right quick.
Hang on a second.
You guys have been supporting us since day one. You're awesome. We appreciate you guys. I'm sorry. Our 700th episode. I would like to read this number if I can. If I can pull it up here. One second, pull this up. Since day one here at BlogRadio.com, there's been 4,619 listeners since day one. You guys are freaking awesome.
That's amazing. Question. I'm sorry to cut you off, but did you see the fan incident last night?
No.
Fan jumps in the ring and attempts to go after Chris Jericho before being separated by security. Chris was able to hit the guy with a right hand before security took him out of the ring.
We done told y'all about that. It's really stupid.
I don't know, but to be honest, that looked like a work. It didn't look like it was real to me.
I go back and check that out.
Yeah, if you DVR'd it or catch it on YouTube, you'll see what I'm saying. It looked like it was a work. It didn't look real to me.
Interesting.
And then another screw up AEW did. You have the biggest fighter in MMA appear on your show, and you don't do nothing with her.
And that would
be her in the crowd. Amanda Nunes was on AEW last night, and they kept her in the crowd. Now what they do is they have her manager come in, cut a promo before he gets taken out by Lynn Sargent. Now, the difference between AEW and Vince McMahon, Vince would have did that the right way. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir.
TV in the background got loud for no reason. Well, yeah. Vince would have done something with Amanda Nunes. He would have had her in the ring, and he would have had her done something to get physical, similar to what he did with Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania. Vince would have did that the right way. But AEW, they ain't doing it right at all. Her manager comes in, cuts an awesome promo, and gets taken out, and they leave her in the audience. Bad move. Bad move.
Yeah.
You got the biggest star in MMA, and you don't do nothing with her. You know, people say things about Vince McMahon, but Vince knows how to do things right when it comes to things like that. Well, speaking of AEW, I got to focus with AEW real quick. We know Fyter Fest 1, Night 1, there will be Penelope Ford taking on Yuka Kazaki. Christian Cage will face Matt Hardy. John Moxley will face Carl Anderson for the IWGP United States Championship. Brian Cage will defend the FTW Championship against Ricky Starks. And you have the casket slash coffin match, Darby Allin versus Ethan Page. The entire card for our Fyter Fest Night 1.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we'll air live and free on TNT. Pretty interesting lineup. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this later in David's little format here. Anyway, I'll tell you that later. If you have not heard, if you're a Marvel fan like this dude is right here, and you've not heard, Black Widow comes out tomorrow. We got a little sneak peek of it, just a little bit. Obviously, some parts of this you got to seem to believe, as this is audio. Check this out, a little bit, Black Widow. We'll be right back.
I tell people my sister moved out west. You're a science teacher. Your husband, he renovates houses. You're thinking about moving, but you're going to wait until the interest rates go down.
That's not my story.
Before I was an Avenger, I made mistakes. And a lot of enemies.
He's called Science Taskmaster. He controls the Red Room. They're manipulated, fully conscious, with no choices.
I should have come back for you.
How many others are there?
Enough.
We have to go back to where it all started. So they never do that to anyone again.
We're a family. We fight with you.
You won't win.
I've always found it best. Don't look into the past.
Okay, you got a plan, or shall I just stay duck and cover?
My plan was to drive us away.
Well, your plan sucks.
At some point, we all have to choose between what the world wants you to be and who you are. I made my choice. I'm done running.
Here's what's gonna happen.
Natasha, don't slouch.
I'm not slouching.
You're gonna get the big hunch.
Listen to your mother.
Oh my God, this...
Up.
All right, enough. All of you.
I didn't say anything. That's not fair.
It's theirs tomorrow.
Yes. Black Widow premieres tomorrow in theaters. As it'll be the first movie in the Phase 4 Marvel Cinematic Universe. The other movies scheduled to come out this year is supposed to be The Eternals, Spider-Man, and Shang-Chi, The Legend of the Rings. Those are the other three movies. But, not to mention, tomorrow night, shifting gears back to WWE. Tomorrow night on Friday Night SmackDown, Seth Rollins and Cesaro will continue the rivalry. They will battle, and the winner will be in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Also, SmackDown will also be heading to the Rolling Loud Miami 2021 Music Festival, which is one of the major music festivals in the country. WWE will be a major part of this festival by hosting SmackDown. So that's going to be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the artists who will be participating in this festival will be ASAP Rocky, Post Malone, Travis Scott, and several others. So this is going to be interesting.
Yes, sir. By the way, I believe down.
Yeah.
So the last SmackDown is at the Thunderdome will be next week. Next week will be the last Thunderdome SmackDown. The last time y'all sign up for Thunderdome. Here on out, God willing, is going to be live.
Mm-hmm.
Live Raw.
Can't forget about Raw. Speaking of Raw, Humberto Carrillo will finally receive his long-awaited championship match against Sheamus for the United States Championship. That will take place this Monday on Raw.
Mm-hmm. We're talking live Raw, live SmackDown, live pay-per-views. No more Thunderdomes. No more virtual stuff. Live. God willing,
also, tomorrow night on SmackDown, King Corbin will battle Shinsuke Nakamura, and the winner of that match will get the final spot in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget about the 2021 NXT Breakout Tournament. Now, I'm curious to know, will the winner receive an NXT championship match like the winner did last year? Last year's winner, Jordan Miles, currently known as, forgot his name right now. ACH, that's his name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, he was released from the company over some backlash with a t-shirt, which was stupid, but anyway, he won last year's tournament, and the winner of last year's tournament received a shot at the NXT Championship. So I'm curious to know, when a winner get the same thing? Of course, they haven't announced anything yet, but I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I think they should keep that and continue it. You know, a winner should get a championship match. You know, keep that tradition going. It gives them more of a reason to fight. To know that they have something to fight for. Something huge to fight for.
No, this business is all about taking championships.
Yeah, you're right.
And this business is all about checks and championships. You're not trying to get one or the other, you're in the wrong place to work.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree more. You know, the business is all about opportunities, just like life. Life is all about opportunities, but you have to make the most of those opportunities. Because big opportunities are not going to come all the time. So mm-hmm. You get a major opportunity, you better take it. Like Eminem once said, opportunities may only come once in a lifetime. What about the Young Bucks last night? Keeping the tag team tight.
Mm-hmm.
In a street fight, defeating Eddie Kingston and, help me out, what's his name? Pentagon Jr., there we go.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Alberto Del Rio trying to return to WWE? What do you think of that?
You got information, you tell me.
Huh? You tell me.
Oh, Del Rio attempting to return to WWE.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on that?
I don't know much about it. Since you got it, why don't you tell people?
I don't know much about it either. I know he's been attempting to return recently. I know he's cleaned up his act. I know he's been in some legal trouble, you know, the last year and a half. And he's, from what I've heard and been told, he's straightened himself out, and now he's trying to return. But at the end of the day, WWE is the one that's going to make that decision. I mean, you can attempt the return, but at the end of the day, it's their decision. It's Vince's decision. So we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you this. This is my promo, our little promo here. But anyway, you know, back to school is slowly creeping up, and nobody got to cut like Walmart, man. Save money and live a whole lot better, and save a whole lot of money, too, because back to school is expensive. So back to school, Walmart, save money, live better.
I love Walmart.
Of course you do.
Hell, I remember the first time I went to Walmart, I was like a kid in a candy store. I kid you not, I was in that store for like 2 hours.
I'm the first time I went to Walmart.
Yeah, I picked up some snacks. I picked up a WWE shirt. I bought a Brock Lesnar shirt. While I'm on the subject of that, you know, I was asked yesterday by a friend, where can they find WWE t-shirts? I said, well, you can either go on WWEshop.com or you can go to Hot Topics. For those who are listening, if you have a Hot Topic in your area, WWE, their merchandise are being sold in their stores. Or if you have a Walmart in your area, WWE merch is also being sold at Walmart. And again, there's also WWE Shop.
Mm.
So that's where you can find WWE merch.
Speaking of shopping, while you're doing that, if you want some original stuff, WrestleTrash just happen to have it. WrestleTrash.com uses the code HEAT in all caps. You can save $12.
Heat. Ooh, I'm not liking the heat.
So use the code HEAT.
SummerSlam is coming up.
Yes, sir.
You know I got to ask. But since we're on the subject of SummerSlam, do you have a favorite SummerSlam or a favorite SummerSlam match?
Not necessarily. I just let the whole pay-per-views.
Yeah, a reason I asked. I know WWE. A couple of weeks ago, they were doing the most memorable SummerSlam moments. But I think the best one they ever did. Well, they've had a couple of good ones, several good SummerSlams, but I think the best one has to be by far 2002. You look back at that card, what an amazing card, and what an amazing show that was. I mean, you had The Rock versus Lesnar for the WWE Championship. You had Shawn Michaels, Triple H in a non-sanctioned match. You had Edge versus Eddie Guerrero, RVD versus Chris Benoit. Like, that card was stacked. Chris Jericho versus Ric Flair. If you haven't seen SummerSlam 2002, I recommend you watch that show from start to finish. Oh.
Is, by the way, why you asked all these questions, I'm going to ask you something. Which one was better, SmackDown 2003 or Raw 2003?
Oh, SmackDown, hands down.
Well, to
be honest, SmackDown is better right now than Raw is.
Blasphemy.
It's not blasphemy, it's the truth.
How dare you say that it's better than Raw? Anyway, the reason I say that is because all the SmackDowns, that's right, I said all the SmackDowns from 1999 to right now are finally finally available on Peacock.
It's about time.
It took them a long time, man.
Last time I checked, Raw probably won't be there.
Last time I checked,
They got rid of the Katie Vick stuff. I don't know if you remember that back in late 2002.
But that was on the Raw brand.
Yes, that's why I'm saying that. That's one of the things Peacock removed from the network. Which means that part of Raw is not airing, which sucks. Because that was during the whole Triple H Kane feud leading up to their match on No Mercy 2002. So basically, my point is, you can't even watch the lead up to that match. Because all of that Kane Vick stuff led up to the match at the pay per view. And all that stuff has been removed from the network.
That sucks. As far as SmackDown goes, you can check them all out. Last I saw it was they had SmackDown 2019 to 2021. Now all of them are available on the network. I would recommend 2001, 2002, 3, 4, and 5. As I recommend. Maybe 2006.
I agree with you.
I recommend SmackDown.
Mm-hmm. I will say this. I think Raw was better than SmackDown from 2006 to 2009, without a doubt. Of course, 2011, they ended the brand split, so I can't mention that.
Like I said, I recommend SmackDown. I'm doing this for a reason now. Of course, SmackDown 99. SmackDown 2000, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, half of 2005, 2006, and a little bit 2007, my SmackDown recommendations on Peacock.
Okay, yeah, you got a point. I agree with that. SmackDown 07 was kind of better than Raw 07. Mm. I'm talking about the brand split, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, early SmackDown 2007 was better than early Raw 2007. But the rest of the year for 07, I have to go with Raw.
And you don't feel like
even Raw 2010 was better than SmackDown.
If you don't feel like going to bed.
Wait, what?
I said, if you don't feel like doing the back and forth here, here's how you do it. So, say you have Fire Stick, use that. Use your Fire Stick to watch the Raws, and use the computer, peacock.com on your computer for SmackDown. You go back like that. Right.
That is true. But I know someone who has a Fire Stick. And they plug it into their computer and they watch a network.
Plug it into the computer? Nah, Peacock app is available on Fire Stick TV.
Man, and I know a friend of mine, he's a truck driver, so he watches the network while he's at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I kind of feel for him. He was like, it sucks. He was like, I'm only home on occasion to watch a pay-per-view. Like, I got to watch it on some small screen on my phone, which I kind of get. I get it. It's smaller, but at least you can watch it. I'll say that.
Uh-huh.
I told him this. I said, I'd rather watch it on my phone than not watch it at all. That's
well, look
me. I mean, I get it.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not the same as being home and watching it on your big screen on a bigger TV. I get that.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way. Nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of people who watch stuff on their phones because they're at work. I know another person I know, first time ever. And this guy has been watching wrestling for, I believe, 15 years. And for the first time ever, he had to actually watch a WrestleMania while he was at work. Because every other time, he watched it while he was at home. And he said he hated it with a passion. It wasn't the same. He was like, he had to actually watch WrestleMania at work on his phone, which is something he never had to do until this year's Mania. And he said he hated the experience. And he said he doesn't have, and he said he hopes he doesn't have to experience that again.
Well, you won't, and you bitch when you're at the house or something.
Yeah, I get that, but it's different if you gotta work.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unless you take the day off, and that's different, but, you know, a lot of people, depending on their jobs and their schedules, they can't take days off, so you do what you gotta do.
Uh-huh.
And I said to my friend, I was like, you're a truck driver, how the hell are you watching and driving at the same time? I can only imagine, like, you gotta look at the road and look at your phone back and forth.
That's why you listen to it while you're driving.
That's also true. But
now,
you know, it's a big difference between listening and watching.
Uh-huh. Anyway, back to wrestling. Speaking while we're on the subject of that, it's going to be right here down to April 3rd. And you might want to tickets so and stay announced because it's going to be back. I believe we'll have just one night, rather than two nights, if I'm not mistaken. Hang on here. Ah, man. Y'all. Call this drop, man. Anyway, I believe we're going to have one night instead of two nights, if I'm not mistaken here. Let me get David back on the air. The call just dropped. We got 21 minutes left.
What's the name of that stadium? AT&T, I believe it is?
Yeah, AT&T Stadium.
Okay, yeah, that's the second time that they're going back. They were first there in 2016, and it was the biggest crowd that the company has ever had, over 101,000 people, and they're planning on breaking that record.
Now,
well,
I believe...
for that.
I believe we're going to have one night instead of two nights.
I hope it is one night.
We did something like this. 2016, we split it up. So, like, in Dallas, we had NXT, Hall of Fame, and Arlington, WrestleMania. We might do something like that again next year.
Mm-hmm.
We might do that again next year. Who knows? But here in Dallas, we had Hall of Fame, NXT TakeOver, I believe it was SmackDown here. And then Sunday night went over to Arlington for WrestleMania itself.
No, they didn't do that. They only had the Hall of Fame, WrestleMania, and Raw.
What was here then?
They did NXT in another part of Texas, and they did SmackDown in another part of Texas. I believe it might have been Houston, but the Hall of Fame, WrestleMania, and Raw the night after in 2016, that was all in Dallas.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, here in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I remember that like it was yesterday. I was at the Raw the night after.
We got
the night after WrestleMania.
Yeah, we got Arlington, Dallas, Lancaster, like that. I'm talking about our Dallas, Texas, where I'm at. We had NXT TakeOver, the Hall of Fame. I was there for that. Then Arlington, WrestleMania. And I don't remember anything after that.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes, I got it mixed up. Yeah, you're right. Of course, WrestleMania, that was all in 2016, Arlington.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, TakeOver and Raw, they did in Dallas. That's what, okay, now I remember like it was yesterday. Dallas, they had NXT TakeOver. And also, as you mentioned, WrestleMania 32 was in Arlington. And then the night after, they went back to Dallas for Raw, which I was at that Raw the night after WrestleMania 32.
Yeah.
And then SmackDown, they were in Houston.
I remember that because Shane McMahon was barely walking. He hosted, he ran the show. We saw the debut of Enzo and Cass.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Enzo and Cass is a call up to the main roster at the time.
Apollo Creed at the time.
Oh, you mean Apollo Crews?
Apollo Crews.
Yes, Apollo Crews made his debut on the main roster and Enzo and Cass.
Apollo Crews. After you're asking all of a sudden. I still ain't buying it. The African accent. I ain't buying that. How you? Because he slip into it way too easily. Nah,
can't forget Brock Lesnar celebrating his victory over Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did Ambrose take a beating in that match with Lesnar, but he did the best he could.
The one part.
At one part, it looked like Ambrose was going to win because he hit Lesnar with dirty deeds on the dude. I can't believe he did that. He took about 6 or 7 steel chairs. Listen to this, people. The guy took at least about 6 or 7 steel chairs, put them on top of each other, and did his finish on Lesnar. And I don't know how Lesnar kicked out of that. Anybody else probably wouldn't have.
Because he's not a human being. That's how. Brock Lesnar,
to take a finisher like that on all those chairs and then to kick out was impressive.
Brock Lesnar, won the NCAA Division I Heavyweight Championship with a broken pelvis, okay? The dude ain't normal.
True.
With a broken pelvis. You can't do squat with a broken pelvis. This dude won the NCAA Division I Heavyweight Championship. I'm saying it again. I said it too fast. The NCAA Division I Heavyweight Championship with a broken pelvis. Brock
Lesnar.
Reminds
me of Kurt Angle winning a gold medal with a broken neck. But, yeah, you're
yes,
right. And Lesnar to this day is still... He's not. Still to this day, he is still the only person to win world titles in amateur wrestling, pro wrestling, and, of course, MMA.
Uh-huh.
Lesnar being a UFC heavyweight champion, an interim UFC heavyweight champion, making him hold 2 titles in UFC. Of course, his title wins in WWE. You know, being a 3-time Universal champion, a 5-time WWE champion. Let's not forget, he's also a former 2-time IWGP champion in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget, he did play in the NFL. He did play during the preseason.
I'm going old school on you, David. He's the only person to make Hulk Hogan, back when Hulk Hogan was wrestling, he's the only person to make Hulk Hogan pass out.
That's true.
He put him in the bear hug, and he squeezed the life out of Hulk Hogan, passed out. The only person on planet Earth to do that.
Yes. You want to talk about putting somebody over, that's the way to do it. He's the only person to make that happen. The guy beat Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, and The Rock in his rookie year. You can't get any bigger of a push than that. You beat 3 of the biggest names in the business in your rookie year. It's never been done before. No one has had the rookie year that Lesnar's had. And, you know, they've tried to do it with other people years after, but Brock is a special person, and he's a special athlete.
Yes, I must say this with confidence and pride. I miss the hell out of Brock Lesnar, man.
Well, I'm sure we'll see Brock Lesnar again when the time is right.
Now, I'm still kind of pissed at Brock, because I put, if you remember back at WrestleMania 36, David, I put all my confidence on Brock on the line. I was so confident that Brock Lesnar would be victorious at WrestleMania. I put my confidence in Brock on the line. And I had a bet with Martez Al, our partner over there at WrestleTalk in the D, and I put my confidence on the line. If he were to lose, I could not brag about Brock Lesnar for 90 days. That's 3 months. And guess what? He lost.
Yes, he did.
I put all my confidence. I was so confident in Brock Lesnar. I put on the line. I said, let's put it to the test. And he failed. But he still.
You know what's interesting? Interesting about that match is he's the only person to kick out of the Claymore. To this day, he's the only person to kick out of that move. Person that Drew McIntyre is hit with that move, they have never kicked out except one person, and that's Lesnar. I'm sure we'll see Brock one day again.
Oh, yeah.
A fan posted a Twitter picture of him and Brock. Brock has got this big beard right now that he's sporting. He looks the same, just with a big beard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got I don't want to say Bray Wyatt type of beard, but sort of like a, who can I use as an example? I'll probably say Edge, but a little bigger, couple mm-hmm. more inches longer. It was kind of, I mean, he's had a beard before, but not like the beard he has now.
Yeah.
And he looks a little bigger, too. Like, he's been in, well, I know he always trains and works out, but he looks a little bigger. Like, he gained weight. I'm not saying he's fat or anything. I'm just saying it looked like he gained about 8 or 9 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's all from the picture I saw. And that picture is out there on the internet. You'll find it somewhere. But, yeah, Brock is a special athlete.
Yes, indeed. Well, anyway, before we get all mushy and stuff, we're going to wrap it up for tonight. We'll see you guys, God willing, Friday, tomorrow night, before SmackDown. And hopefully next week will be the last SmackDown virtual.
And don't forget, Black Widow hits theaters tomorrow. First movie of Phase 4 of MCU movies.
Yes.
You know, I'm surprised they're not doing the whole midnight screening. But then again, it is COVID, so I'm guessing they're not doing that. I'm assuming that's the reason. Plus, this big tropical storm that's hitting certain cities and certain areas throughout the country. So everybody, stay safe. Get what you need. If you need supplies, get them now. Already several states have been hit. Some people have suffered considerable amount of damage. People have already lost power. So, be careful.
Yeah.
Roads are flooded. You know, people can't move their cars. It's starting to look bad.
Brother, let me tell you something. As far as your car goes, God knows you need to let it float.
Yeah, we know how it is in Texas, especially when it rains. It's not a good thing. So, need to stay safe.
Yeah. Your safety is more important than yours, ladies and gentlemen. But in the meantime, we got to get out of here. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Friday. If not Friday, we'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. See ya.
Stay safe.